Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1255. How to Find Your Passion, Your Unfair Advantage, and Make Money by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I am Dan. I'm your host here, and welcome back to Optimal Work Daily if you're one of our regular listeners. And if you're just discovering us, welcome to you too. And this is the podcast where I read to you from these great blogs that cover all sorts of topics related to work, like productivity and procrastination and work-life balance. And today's post is from popular writer James Altucher, and I'll share a little bit more about him after I read the article. So for now, let's get right to it and optimize your life. How to Find Passion, Your Unfair Advantage, and Make Money by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. Dean had severe dyslexia and couldn't read. Grew up in a trailer park. Got forgotten in school. People said he wouldn't amount to anything. He didn't go to college. I didn't have any money, he said. But I loved fixing things. Building things. I wanted to follow my passion. Now he's worth $50 million, and he told me how he did it. First, I want to say I spent 12 years of my life with no other goal than to make money. Those were the worst years of my life. I had fake friends. I was miserable. Every time I made money, I lost it. I just hated my life. If I have any regret, it's that I didn't stick to what I loved. We only have one life. I honestly feel like I wasted 12 years of mine. I kind of hate Dean right now also, because he seemed to skip those 12 years. He says, I knocked on a million doors, got a lot of rejections. I guess I learned how to handle rejection at an early age, Dean said. Why were you knocking on doors? What were you asking for? I was trying to find someone who'd sell me a house with no money down. It was ridiculous to most people, until I found Mary Lopresti. Mary sold Dean his first house, and he paid $0 for it. She was a great old Italian lady. I befriended her, and after a month of pasta dinners on Sunday at her house, I found out what she wanted, and we made a deal. What did she want? She wanted a little bit more money for the house than anyone was willing to pay, because before her husband passed, he said, this is the price. Don't sell it for a dollar cheaper. She wanted $125,000. Everyone was offering her $90,000. Dean says, when I found out her price, I could structure a deal around it. He paid her $2,000 a month. She moved to Florida. Dean redid the place, got a mortgage on it, and paid her in full. He said, I was supposed to pay her off in 5 years. I paid her in a year and a half. She sent me a Christmas card every year since, and that was my first deal. All of the smart people passed on Mary Lopresti's house. She wanted too much, so they moved on. I was young and dumb, Dean said. But we all need to go back to that sometimes. Then I bought the next house, and the next house. Now I have over 100 buildings. But, he said to me, I get it that you don't want to buy a home. Most homebuyers make a mistake. They put all their money in one investment without having an unfair advantage. To buy a house, find out the houses in probate. The ones where someone died and the kids live far away and will take any offer. Or if a couple is going through a divorce or tax trouble. All of this is public info. It's amazing to me how people don't try to get an unfair advantage. They buy at top dollar at the top of the market. You can only make money if you have an unfair advantage. Else everyone would be doing it. So what is an unfair advantage? You are passionate about something. You put in the extra work to find where the opportunities are. Without obsession, you won't be able to do this. You figure out how to scale the method of finding your unfair advantage. This is the key to monetizing your passion. You go meta on your passion. You repeat and repeat and repeat with as many passions as you want. So Dean made money from real estate. Now he just taught me how to do it. And he's taught many others. But I want to do it. I'm not passionate about real estate. And just because Dean sort of changed my mind about buying real estate, that's not the reason I hate him. Dean told me something interesting. I know people in almost every industry who get this unfair advantage, no matter what they are interested in. I know a woman who has eczema and runs an online course on how to cure it. She makes $200,000 a year. I know someone who collects toys from the 1800s. I know someone who is into sports and monetizes it using an unfair advantage. I know someone who designed their own t-shirts and made a killing. On and on. So now I want to help others do it, like I did it, like so many people I know have done it. It reminds me of Matt Berry, an early podcast guest. He was a Hollywood screenwriter and hated it when he was told to rewrite Crocodile Dundee Part 3. So he quit, got divorced, lost everything. He loved sports, but wasn't an athlete. He started blogging for $100 a post about fantasy sports, and then he started an online community around fantasy sports. And now, he's the only anchor in the world on fantasy sports for ESPN. When I walk with him in the street, many people stop him to say thanks. I'm jealous. I created a link for your listeners to check it out on the podcast, he told me. Tell them to go to jameskbb.com by February 26th, he said. I'm forcing my daughters to do this. Message to my daughters. Go to jameskbb.com or listen to my podcast. 1. Figure out your passion. 2. Find an unfair advantage to make money. 3. Scale it by teaching other people how to do it. 4. Then scale that by sharing all your knowledge. And 5. Make $100 million a year, like Dean, whom I no longer hate. If you haven't found your unfair advantage in your passion, you're competing against someone else who has. You just listened to the post titled, How to Find Your Passion, Your Unfair Advantage, and Make Money by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you so much to James, who is an entrepreneur, writer, investor, trader, and podcaster. And on his podcast, he has interviews with a bunch of talented people, names like Nancy Cartwright, Sarah Blakely, Tony Robbins, Arianna Huffington, and many more. And that podcast is called The James Altucher Show, and you can always find it in the top charts in the business category of Apple Podcasts for good reason. He's published 20 books and founded or co-founded over 20 companies. So come on by jamesaltucher.com, that's A-L-T-U-C-H-E-R, to learn and read a whole lot more. You can always count on James to have a unique take on things. So that is going to do it for our episode today. I do hope you enjoyed it and that you're having a great day. And I'll be back here again reading to you tomorrow. And that's where your optimal life awaits.